Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. The Haggai Series, Finale. Haggai chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots and their drivers. Horses and their riders will fall, each by the sword of his brother. On that day, declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord Almighty. The book of Haggai closes with one final message from God about hope. Tell Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, that I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms. But the thing is, these things didn't actually happen in Zerubbabel's lifetime. What? Was their hope misplaced then? Did the promise of God fail? But note, the language here suggests an eschatological vision, meaning end times events. Phrases like shake the heavens and the earth and shatter the power of the foreign kingdoms are repeated imagery and prophecy about the time of Messiah. So this oracle, then, was a word about the ultimate hope that we have in Messiah and the kingdom of God. But you could ask, is this really hope? Is it really hope to labor and build for a future that I may not even get to see fulfilled in my lifetime? How is that hope if it comes too late for me? But when we live in a reality where our Messiah Jesus has resurrected and overcome death and the grave, is there really such a thing as too late? We may not get to lay hold of the vision in this lifetime, but in Christ, we will certainly be a part of the future. Now, maybe this kind of talk seems bizarre. I mean, how often do we really seriously talk about the next life? But it needs to be said, your future extends beyond this life. So we may be asked by the Lord to labor and build for a future we will not see on this side of eternity. But know that the promises are still for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says this, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first." And so your reflection for today is this. There is certainly hope in Christ for today. But as the people of God, we must also find satisfaction in the ultimate hope of Christ and his eternal kingdom. Because if there really is resurrection, then in the kingdom of God, there is no such thing as too late. The closing song for this episode is performed by Damara Melissa. For more of her music, you'll find a link in the episode description. If you're enjoying the podcast and you would like to support us, you can leave us a rating and review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you would like to contact Pastor Jay, visit dailysabbath.com or our Instagram at dailysabbath. I can do what you call me to.